Hello, everyone. My name is Patrick Brennan. I'm from Kansas State University, and I will be presenting on measuring the impact of pitch location on player performance. So just a little introduction on the subject. With baseball metrics currently, we don't really have anything that measures command that's really mainstream. We have things that measure control. You can look at strike rate, walk rate, and we have things that can measure a lot of different skills for a pitcher. But there isn't a definitive metric for command. There have been attempts in the past, but there's nothing quite on the mainstream. So pitch location clearly has a strong impact on the performance of both pitchers and hitters. This is apparent, but is that impact measurable in any way? Yes. As a matter of fact, there have been numerous attempts to quantify pitch location in the past, as I mentioned. So here's some notable past pitch location metrics. Edge percentage, created by Bill Petty in 2013, measured the rate a pitcher located the ball on the edge of the strike zone. That could be taken as an impartial yet useful picture of command. And I believe some initial small correlations were found with performance. And then there's a Command FX, which was created by Sports Vision and MLB AM. This measures the average distance a pitcher locates a pitch from the catcher's target. And then finally, Command Plus, which was created by Stats LLC. That just basically assigns value to a pitch based off similar historical pitches. So I decided to measure pitch location on my own with the goal of coming across a relevant, useful, and applicable information. So here's my process. I wanted to create context, and organizing was key here. My research included past pitch data from 2016 onwards. Every pitch thrown across the league in that time frame was separated by pitch type and opponent batter handiness. Finally, these subsets were separated by 33 ranges of pitch location. The data was all easily exported and organized thanks to the StatCast search at Baseball Savant, which was incredibly useful. For explanation purposes, the 33 pitch location ranges were also extracted from the attack zones at Baseball Savant and their search tab. The idea has some similarities to the aforementioned Command Plus. I wanted to assign a certain value to each pitch and then kind of average it out. So there's the attack zone I mentioned. There's 33 of them. You see 1 through 9 is the heart of the zone, 11 through 19 is the edge, 23 through 29 is on the outside of the zone, and 31 through 39 is like on another level outside the zone. They call them heart, shadow, chase, and then waste. So the thought process behind this was pretty simple. I wanted to identify the performance, which I used league-wide ex-woba, of a certain pitch type in a certain area of the zone against a certain type of hitter. So as an example, we could look at four-seamers in zone number 4 facing right-handed hitters. So that would be assigned a value based off league-wide data. The next step would be out to average out the ex-woba values assigned to each pitch a pitcher threw, and then giving a final number, dubbing it Command WOBA. That would be the final measurement. So for initial results, before I calculated the final Command WOBA values, I went to break every pitcher season with the aforementioned time constraints by pitch type. Breaking down each pitch type was important in this analysis, as I wanted to understand to what level on each pitch type had it correlated with locating. The final Command WOBA values for each player's pitch type were compared to the ex WOBA, and then I calculated the correlations. And here's what they look like. So splitter had the highest correlation with pitch location Command WOBA, only a sample size of 22 though. Then four seamers and then curveballs. And on the bottom you see changeup, sinkers, and sliders had a lower amount of correlation with pitch location and results. And here are the top seasons. So by pitch type, Top splitter is Masahiro Tanaka's pretty well-known splitter, his 2015 season. And four-seamer was 2017 Chris Sale. Curveball was 2016 Jeremy Hellickson. Two-seamer was 2016 David Price. And then we have the knuckle curve with 2016 James Shields. Cutter with 2016 Wade Miley. The changeup with 2015 Kyle Gibson. The sinker with 2017 Kendall Graveman. And then finally, the slider with 2018 Noah Syndergaard. And then here are the top 20 overall command wOBA seasons adjusted for seasonal environments. So the top season was Masahiro Tanaka in 2017, as he was locating the ball 30% above league average. And then followed by 2018 Sam Gavilio. And then again, once again, 2018 Masahiro Tanaka and 2016 Masahiro Tanaka. So that actually, these results were good because, as I saw, Tanaka was consistently at the top. So finding consistency was a good sign. As we'll jump into consistency, the first thing stands out is there is a match between the final product of numbers and public perception, what we publicly perceive with a pitcher's command. There are noted command artists, like I mentioned, Masahiro Tanaka, and then other guys like Kyle Hendricks and Mike Leake. They each appeared in the top 20 multiple times. Also, which I mentioned, indicated consistency within the numbers. For reliability purposes, it was important for the year-to-year correlations for command wOBA to be acceptable. Helping to show the metric is more skill-driven rather than a product of randomness. And then to study this, I compared the first and second year command wOBAs of 75 pitchers that qualified, which was at least 2,000 pitches in both the 2016 and 2017 seasons. The results were promising. R equaled 0.87. So this was assuring that a pitcher's pitch location was consistent from season to season. As seen there, the correlations. This was the most important thing I was looking for. This did help indicate that this was more of a skill-based metric rather than just luck or randomness. Now we can start to compare that skill measurement to other aspects of pitching, such as velocity, spin, and movement, which many people have dubbed as stuff. So I wanted to create a stuff-based wOBA to put it up against this command wOBA. So using a multilinear regression formula that takes into account pitch velocity, spin rate, horizontal movement, vertical movement, and effective velocity, a stuff measurement was created, and it was also scaled to wOBA. Perhaps the best way to build up an idea of how command and stuff wOBA interact, I wanted to build groupings of the pitchers based on how they fared with each metric. Looking here specifically just at four-seamers. So here were the top five seasons for each grouping. Plus command and plus stuff. We got 2017 Chris Sale, 2018 Max Scherzer, 2018 Josh Hader, 2017 Jacob DeGrom, and 2019 Garrett Cole. So obviously, the pitchers, they excel in both those areas the most. You have basically just some of the best pitchers in the game. And then we can look there. We have plus command and minus stuff, which would be an example, 2017 Rich Hale. Minus command and plus stuff, which we would look at 2018 Vincent Velasquez. And then minus command and minus stuff, like 2018 Trevor Williams, 2018 Wei Yin Chen. So now for a correlation comparison. When it came to fastballs, command wOBA had a higher correlation with X wOBA than actually stuff wOBA did. So the correlation between command wOBA and X wOBA R equals 0.43. Between stuff wOBA and X wOBA, it was 0.35. Then if you averaged them out, you got actually a higher correlation, 0.51. And then if you did a regress combination between command and stuff, you found the highest correlation as R equaled 0.53. That was basically what I was looking for. I thought, you know, I wasn't trying to find command being higher correlated or stuff being higher correlated. Ideally, I was going to find a combination of the two that correlated best with performance. And then in terms of year-to-year correlations, stuff wOBA proved to be the more reliable metric. As you can see, it correlates R equals 0.9 year-to-year. And then a quick investigation into hitters with this metric. I believe this could also be applied in some way. Hitting viewpoints. Calculating command wOBA for hitters was done by using the same exact process that was used for pitchers. Conventional wisdom would suggest that pitch location is more consistent for pitchers than hitters, which is true, but the numbers show that there is a low amount of year-to-year correlation with four-seamer pitch location for hitters, R equals 0.39. Nothing great, but it does show that there is some level of consistency where a hitter sees his pitches located. The number also indicated a partial amount of hitter performance can be explained by pitch location, as there is a relationship between command wOBA and ex wOBA for hitters, a low level of correlation, R equals 0.22. And then my final conclusions came out, as it is in the case with a lot of other metrics, command wOBA is not a perfect measurement or description of a pitcher's skill at commanding the baseball. But even with those flaws, this metric still proves to be worthy of use. First, it confirms a lot of our past ideas, what we already knew. Having perception backed up by data is never a bad thing. Like we saw Kyle Hendricks, he's always, gets praised for his command, but having the actual data back that up is a good thing. Second, once a reliable sample size has been established, it can be used as a fairly good descriptor of what happened, along with being usable as an additional metric to describe a aspect of a pitcher's overall performance. So just another skill-based metric. And then third, looking at the hitting side of things, command wOBA can serve a purpose in analyzing hitting performance to a certain extent. It's probably best suited as a supplemental metric, as command wOBA for pitchers can be used more to look at skill. Though the importance of command may be becoming less relevant with the increasing velocity across the game, pitcher stuff is getting constantly better, and there's no sign of that slowing down. So command throughout the years has become less important, less relevant. But making attempts to improve the measurements of it will benefit the understanding of making in a more exact sense. So, and then final sources and credits, Eno Saris and his amazing articles at The Athletic, detailing past command research. That was a great place to start for me. He went into detail on the metric Command Plus, especially his most recent article on the subject, going in depth on the impact that command and stuff have on performance. Bill Petty and Jeff Zimmerman for their past research on edge percentage, which I believe is mostly over at Fangraphs. And then Ben Lindenberg for bringing Command FX to light and using it in one of his articles to describe Tim Lincecum over at Grantland. And then Eno Saris and Andrew Perpetua and their in-depth article at Fangraphs on pitch location analysis. And then thanks for listening. Any questions? Okay, thank you.